Saints, I would like to continue fellowshipping a lot of things about from the ministry. And for this week, on this book that we are going to be pursuing on consecration, we feel that there is much need to concentrate on this chapter, because consecration is the basis and the foundation. And so this morning, actually my sharing would be telling myself. I want to share some of the feelings I have. I grew up in a Christian family. I've been in a recovery for over 50 years. And yet, I have not really learned what consecration is. What do you think consecration is? We consecrate ourselves. We consecrate our time, our future. But when the Lord asks us something, we immediately draw back. We consecrate our children, but if our children wants to go to a full-time training, we said, take a master's degree first, and then maybe you can move on. So everything to us, consecration is just simply an outward matter. Now here it says, I'm just going to point out a few things so that you can really go in and dig through all of them. Consecration being the basis for every spiritual experience. And here it says that in order that we have to have a good consecration, we must pass through the crisis of consecration. In order to have faith, we must pass through consecration. Because in consecration, we really need to have the faith in the Lord. In order to abide in Christ, we must offer ourselves to Christ. So this, again, is a matter of faith. Now, have you ever noticed this phrase that Brother Lee used? It said, pass through the crisis of consecration. What is crisis? Do we feel we are in a crisis? Our spiritual life? Let me give you a definition. Crisis, there's one, a time of intense difficulty, trouble, or danger. That's one definition. The second one is a time when a difficult or important decision must be made. The third definition, which I like very much, is the turning point of a disease or difficulty when an important change takes place, indicating either recovery or death. I think to me this consecration should be a recovery to me. It means putting ourselves to death. And then, so it says that all this life of consecration really started with this crisis. How do we feel when, you know, when after we are saved? Most people have the experience of wanting to do something for the Lord. They love the Lord so much, they're so burning, they want to preach the gospel, but they don't know how to preach the gospel. And they want to do so many things for the Lord. So to a lot of people, consecration is just something that we want to do for the Lord. But we need to know that the Lord doesn't want any of that. The Lord doesn't want us to do anything for Him. There is a phrase here. The Lord does, I couldn't find it, sorry. The only way we should do now is pray to the Lord and say that, Lord, I stand on the ground of my consecration and I continue to offer myself more and more. We should not consecrate in a shallow way. A lot of people will also consecrate, not in sincerity, like me when I first started, when the church talked about consecration. I just follow everybody. I said, oh Lord, I consecrate myself to you. One sentence. It's a long tone. It's a, general. Very, very, very general. So when, you know why we did that? It's because we leave ourselves a room to draw back. Yeah. To tell the Lord, okay, I can consecrate this part, but this part is mine. Don't touch it. Right? And many parents nowadays have this kind of an experience. We offer ourselves, the parents, old people, to you. But our children, They have a future. They need to have a good job. They need to earn more money to support us. Although I'm not saying that they will support me. But this is how we interpret consecration. But let me share something with you about what a proper consecration is. This is from the book, The Meaning of Human Life and a Proper Consecration. It says, consecration means that we offer ourselves as vessels to the Lord to let him fill us, occupy us, and be expressed through us. As a result, we are not the ones making decisions. If the Lord says that our attitude to our parents is not good, or our attitude to our spouses especially are not good, well, we have to respond by asking him to forgive us. Amen. And for offending this, you know, for offending them. Because we need the blood to cleanse us. You know, this is a real experience. It's very hard for me to say to my wife, I'm sorry. And I don't know about her, but it is very hard for me to say that. This is my natural being, myself that is doing that. So we, you know, when we consecrate ourselves, we need to empty our whole vessel, our whole inner part, so that the Lord can fill us with himself. And then here, we are often influenced by natural concepts, religious thoughts, Christian tradition, and even in our history in the recovery. There are so many things that has tinted our eyes that we do not see it clearly. In the recovery, we seldom share this matter. I think I won't look at the books. I kept forgetting what I'm saying. But lately, I just felt that in the recent message from Brother Ron, he did talk about consecration in a very different experiential and personal way. Right. We always thought consecration is a ritual or something that we express to the Lord. We are using our natural power to consecrate ourselves. But Brother Ron really touched me this time. He says, consecrating is concentrating the Christ that is in us back to Christ, back to God. So we are not consecrating our human effort. That's why, you know, in all the readings that we have, the brothers kept on repeating that the Lord doesn't want us to do work for him. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need our money per se. But, you know, the Lord only wants us to enjoy him, everything, and then whatever we have enjoyed, the Christ that we have enjoyed in us, we offer that as our consecration back to the Lord. Because consecration is like the burnt offering. The burnt offering, once it's put on the altar, you cannot take it back. It has to get burned, right? And the same way, we might have consecrated ourselves to the Lord without sincerity. The Lord does not forget that. Even that, the Lord will not forget. So through our environments, the Lord will come in and remind us that you once have consecrated to the Lord. I remember that. And every time we do that, we are taking the Christ as our person. Because we need Christ in order to be able to consecrate ourselves. By our natural self, we cannot do that. We need to take Christ our person, let him dwell in us, and then slowly we can consecrate to the Lord. And consecration is not once a year at New Year's Eve, making a resolution. It's a day by day, morning and evening, so that's 24 hours a day. We need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. And another thing that touched me most with what Ron was saying is, consecration actually means letting the Lord make him home in our heart. Okay, we are all human, have all our reservation. Maybe today we can have a small part in our heart, maybe our love for the Lord, the love part, emotion. So Lord, come in and take this, occupy this portion in my heart. And the Lord will do that gladly. And then slowly, maybe the next few weeks, we say, Lord, come occupy our mind. Then he will really come in and start occupying my mind. So the Lord is not forcing us to give everything to Him in just after we got regenerated. Slowly, as we enjoy more of Him, the Lord will start coming in and occupy every single part of our heart till we become the overcomer. So being an overcomer is really not for the spiritual giants, but rather for ordinary people like us. The only people that are willing to enjoy Him every day, day and night, and then slowly let the Lord come in and occupy our heart. So what we have been doing recently in reading this book, I was quite impressed. And that was because a lot of saints are in it. They have used a lot of methods, WeChat or somebody reading. I think Brother David reads in English and Jasmine would read in Chinese, record it, and then release it to the saints in a link and everybody can listen to it. Isn't that marvelous? Yeah. And that's a way for us to be, you know, to be able to go in and live a life of consecration.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's consecration. Amen. And actually, brothers and sisters, this matter of consecration, there is only one truly consecrated one. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the consecrated one. But we need to offer ourselves up as this kind of consecration. So that, you know, we are no longer our own. Amen. I'm not my own. I'm no longer useful for the world. Amen. I'm on the altar because the Lord is there on the altar. Amen. This is consecration. And the thing about consecration in this message that was so touching to me is that this consecration needs to be our daily experience. So as Daniel shared, there is a crisis. There is a one time, we should have this experience where we totally say, Lord Jesus, I just give myself totally and absolutely to You. Because I've seen who You are. I love You. I consecrate myself to You. We should have this experience. However, every day we should have the experience of consecration. And this reading tells us a day without consecration is a wasted day. So, you know, and as Daniel shared, our consecration sometimes is so general. But this consecration is very specific. We can consecrate, Lord, you know, as Daniel shared, my attitude with my wife, my relationship with my wife, my marriage life, I consecrate to You. So then as the day comes, we might have a struggle within us. That struggle is a good thing. That shows us that we are still progressing with the Lord. But for the consecration to be effective, we need to let the Lord win. The application of consecration is to say, Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If we have this experience, we've given the Lord some room in our heart. And we are growing in life.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this week I was so touched getting into this a little bit. What is preventing our growth in life? The key for our growth in life is this kind of consecration. To enter into all the experiences, you know, when we receive regeneration, we don't have any kind of prerequisite. But to experience all the things after regeneration, we need to have an absolute consecration.
Amen.
And then we need to have a day-by-day experience of this consecration.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is crucial for our experience and growth in life.
Amen.
So this is what we're going to get into this week.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, we cannot just spend 1 week on this, actually. In the context of our training, we may only spend 1 week. But this should be something that goes on. We might spend more time on this outside of the training because it's so crucial. But brothers and sisters, this is the fire must not go out. That's the fire of the altar of burnt offering. It must not go out. Day by day, we must have this experience of consecration. And this is what will cause us to grow in life, to be formed into the army.
Amen.